Welcome to Shomach Shavana Daf, Shir Sponsor, Lur Nishmas, Ayam Biak Shom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in Baba Kama Daf Tetzayim. The Gwarna with base brings the story with Yirmiya, where the people were trying to go and cause Yirmiya Tzoris. The Gwarna brings, it says in the Pasuk, Ki koru shuchol lechdeini, upochim tomnu l'raglai, they put a pit in front of my feet. So it's either the chashdu mizoyno, they suspected him being with a zoyno, or the chashdu meishas ish, they suspected him being with eishas ish. So interesting enough, right on that point, many of the Mefarshim, the Marsho, the Maharal, the Yaakov, and others, say that really it's a very similar Yirmiya to Moshe Rabbeinu. Also in Moshe Rabbeinu it says, and the Gemara brings, that each one thought that maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was with his wife, he was with chashdu than eishas ish. The Chosh and Moshe Rabbeinu as well. Why Yirmiya and Moshe Rabbeinu are similar? So the Marsha says that they both were poirish Moshe Rabbeinu. They both left their wives because they were so Kaddish. And that's why people suspected them that maybe there was somebody else. The Maral says a little deeper than that. The Maral says that Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiya both had the Milo that they were so close. A regular person needs his wife. He needs a counterpart in order to be Shalom. But the people like Moshe Rabbeinu and Yirmiya, their counterpart was Am Yisrael. They connected to something which is a much more klolitic. So, as we know, Chazal called Moshe Rabbeinu Ba'al de Matroniso, refers to revelation of Hashem that comes through Am Yisrael. So there's some connection of Moshe Rabbeinu to something more klolitic. The Rishayim, when they look at this someone who's connected to something more broad, they perceive it in their eyes. And in their eyes, that's either a Zoyno or Shashish. It's something more broad, it's not something so specific, so private. Something which is more broad, and in their eyes that means something which is a znus. That's what the Maral explains, and that's why the Chosh and Yirmiya and this terrible thing, similar to what happened with Moshe Rabbeinu. Then the Gemara goes on and says, the Yirmiya daven for them, you mukhsholim mefanecho beis apcho asebehem. So he says, what does it mean? Yirmiya daven to Kodesh Baruch Hu, afil b'sha'a sho'isim tzedako. Even when they do tzedakah, they should give it to the wrong person. They should not get a reward for it. What pshat? The Yirmiya daven, such a davening that they shouldn't get reward for tzedakah? And why specifically tzedakah? So the Chido explains, the pshat, and he says it's based on the Arizal. The idea is that tzedakah has the koyach to be mehapech, to turn around, midas adin to midas harachamim. To take judgment and turn into mercy. That's what the tzedakah has, the koyach. Hashkifa b'moin kotshecho, the Gemara tells us, that kol hashkofa l'ro, except tzedakah. Tzedakah takes the look of kivyoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's usually for bad, and turns it to good. So if these people are going to be doing tzedakah, they will turn around the midas adin, and they won't get punished. To add to this, what the Netziv, the Merim Masada, points out, that it was pikor nefesh, Yirmiya felt, if they won't be punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then they're going to kill him. He has no choice but to make sure that they will be punished the way they deserve. Tzedakah is a way to be able to be mehapech din terachamim, and they should not get that ability to turn things around. Maybe one can add to that, that they did not turn things around for Yirmiya. They were choshen for something, and they're now willing to give him the benefit of the good. So they should not get that benefit. They should not turn things around for them as well. But in some Sfarim is brought down in the name of Rav Zusha, the Pshat in the Gemara is the opposite. What Yirmiya Davin did, Yirmiya felt, he realized these people are Rishoyim Gemur. And they're going to have, they have no way to be saved. So Yirmiya said, let them do tzedakah to people Sheinim Mugonim. And therefore what? So he explains to Rav Zusha, the way a person is moided, the way a person acts, that's the way they act with him. If he goes and he checks every poor person, does he deserve it, then deserve it. So also with them, they can check, does he deserve to get something or not. But if he gives it to people that are also Shane and Mugav, he doesn't check, he just gives it to everybody. Even for people he doesn't get a reward for, as the Gemara says, Shloi Kabu Sachar. So then he's not looking and checking so clearly. So also Mishamayim, they're not going to check on him to see if he's so such a big tzaddik. So Yirmiya Davin to Hashem, let them do tzedakah without cheshbon. So also they will get some mercy without cheshbon, even though they don't deserve it. Yirmiya felt for these Yidin, such Rishoyim, they're going to be punished so badly, that she has some schusim. What's the schus that will save them, that will give them something, give some hope? Let them give tzedakah with no cheshbon, and they will also be saved with no cheshbon. Tvarim nifloim, Rabbi Zusha. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.